This is United Tribes News Radio. Insights into Native culture, people, ideas, topics to improve understanding from United Tribes Technical College in Bismarck. Dissent and protest are acceptable and time-tested features of American democracy. Freedom of speech and the right to assemble peacefully are guaranteed in the First Amendment. These apply to all citizens, including Native people, who are both gifted and challenged by layers of citizenship, as citizens of the United States and as citizens of their respective tribal nations. In this edition of United Tribes News Radio, free speech from one venue of the Women's March. In January 2017, on the first full day of the new administration in Washington, an estimated 3.3 million people marched peacefully in more than 500 cities around the country. All 50 states and Puerto Rico experienced at least one grassroots-led march, along with 55 global cities on six continents. North Dakota was the scene of three events. Close to 3,000 people gathered in downtown Fargo, over 300 in Grand Forks, and more than 500 congregated in Bismarck on the state capitol grounds. Inspired by the Women's March in the nation's capital, these gatherings attracted a rainbow of participants, including Native Americans. In Bismarck, on the steps of the North Dakota State Library building, Native women in particular added their voices and played a leading role, giving speeches that characterized these gatherings around the nation.
Children for the protection of our rights, our safety, our health, and our families, recognizing that our vibrant and diverse communities are the strength of our country, not the weakness. This march is the first step towards unifying our communities grounded in new relationships to create change from the grassroots level up. We will not rest until women have parity and equity at all levels in society. We will work peacefully while recognizing there is no true peace without justice and equity for all. My name is Kylie Overson. I am the chairwoman of the North Dakota Democratic NPL Party. I am a social worker and soon-to-be attorney. I am a feminist and a former lawmaker. But more importantly, I am a daughter and a granddaughter. I am a sister, a niece, and an aunt. I am a friend, and I am a neighbor. And that is why I march. I march so that my sisters and my brothers, my niece and my nephew, will live in a world that values each of them equally. I march so that all people will know their worth. I march so that everyone knows, no matter who you are and no matter who you come from, no matter what you look like and no matter who you love, no matter what you believe in, you are worthy of respect and love, and you have a place in this community and this nation. And with that, I would like to welcome my co-MC, Tanisha.
Hello, my name is Tanisha, and I am a high school student in Fargo, North Dakota. I'm here because when I first heard about the election results, I was so upset, all I did that morning was cry. That day, and again yesterday, I heard many stories of how Trump's supporters targeted and harassed individuals based on race, sexuality, gender identity, and legal status. The same thing happened yesterday. I was personally hurt when my partner, both the day after the results and yesterday, told me that her own classmates had bullied and threatened her based on the fact that she is both a lesbian and an immigrant. These haters have been emboldened by these election results and this inauguration and have shown us what they think Trump's America should be like. Today, I stand with you in March to send the message that this is not acceptable, that this harassment is not acceptable, this hate is not acceptable, and this president is not acceptable. Because of these, I too have become emboldened. I will become more vocal. I will use my instinct for flight as a reason to fight. Sure, I'm afraid, but that has given me all the more reason to fight back. Silence is dangerous. Submission is dangerous. Surrender is unthinkable. In the coming days, I look forward to standing with all of you to defend ourselves as well as those who this presidency puts at risk. I am very grateful for being invited to take part in this movement. And I march because this president and the climate of hate that he allows is not acceptable. Women's rights are human rights, regardless of a woman's race, ethnicity, religion, immigration status, sexual identity, gender expression, economic status, age, or disability. We practice empathy with the intent to learn about the intersecting identities of each other. I look around here today and I am overwhelmed. This is an amazing, powerful turnout to illustrate the community, the state, and the nation that we are united. We will open with an invocation by Glenda Embry. Glenda is retired from the Mandan, Hidatsa, and Arikara Nation in the Public Relations Department. She is a United States Army veteran and a member and historian of the Myron B. Johnson, Nathan Goodyear, American Legion Post 271.
Walking gingerly, I'm afraid I'm going to fall, so... Good afternoon, everybody, ladies and gentlemen, and Nua. I am also an Arikara, and I have two names, Glenda Baker Embry, and also Steshtaga, which means white corn in Arikara. When I was asked by my good friend and relative, Ruthie Buffalo, to say the prayer, I was very, very honored, and I was overwhelmed, actually, and a bit frightened to be up here in front of all of you people that work so hard to bring about good things in our country. You know, when I've been involved in some way or another in our democratic process since 1972, in 1972, I worked very, very hard. I was down at Texas A&M where I graduated from, and the two people that were running for office were Richard Nixon and George McGovern, and I was for McGovern. I remember that night that the election results were coming in, and the states were just falling and falling and falling, and I cried. And I thought that was probably one of the worst moments in my political type of life. And I was wrong. I think yesterday was. And I withdrew, actually, when I knew that Trump was going to be the candidate. And I didn't watch television, I didn't read the newspaper, I just withdrew. And then this is a wonderful, wonderful thing for me personally, because when I was asked to come here and say the prayer, it was like I was invited back and I know that I can make a difference. And so I am a mother and a grandmother. And I'm retired, and I thought, well, now I could sit back. Well, I can't. Not anymore. I was looking for things to say when I wanted to say a very good prayer, one that would inspire and and be able to bring us all together. But it was kind of hard to ask Creator God to bring about bad things for another human being, and so I kind of scrapped that idea. And I said to myself, it's like, okay, just go up there and say what is in your heart, and maybe if you can, you know, we can bring people together here. And so I'm asking Creator God to be with each and every one of us that are in the crowds, to touch our hearts and to help us work together to bring about that change that I see all out here. Rights are not up for grabs, and I still believe in our community, our bodies, our minds, our power. You know, we can all work together and we can make a change. When I thought about a prayer, I thought about what my mother has always told us. She believed in her children, and she had 12 of us. You know, so she always said, just if you can't think of anything to say, say the Our Father. So I'm just going to ask every one of you to, and I know most of us already know that, I'm going to ask each of you to join me in saying the Our Father, and to ask Creator God to come into our hearts and help to make us stronger and help us to work against what we have in Washington, D.C. right now. So, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And go out there and fight.
I would now like to welcome Chris Kitko. Chris has performed regionally and nationally for marches, festivals, community events, schools, rallies, and concerts for over 30 years. Join me in welcoming Chris.
Hey, good to see you. I've got 10 percussion things up here. So I would like to welcome anybody, especially kids, but anybody. We've got a drum here. Who wants to come and join us on the drum? We've got some eggs back there. Of course, we've got eggs. They're over there, and we've got a tambourine behind me and a really super loud shaker right there. Yeah, and here's your part. It'll come up many times. Let's see. Oh, remember us. You want to try it? Oh, remember us. Good. Here we go. Remember us and our mighty hands, soft as milk, rough as sand. Remember us and our mighty hands, oh, remember us. Remember us and our sisterhood, a million strong as the windy wood. Remember us and our sisterhood, oh, remember us. Remember us and our shameless blood, flow with the power of a gentle flood. Remember us and our shameless blood, oh, remember us. Remember us and stories told, young will listen to the voice of old. Remember us and stories told, oh, remember us. Remember us and our courage deep, ours to share, ours to keep. Remember us and our courage deep, oh, remember us. Remember us and our spirit strong, eternal flame and endless song. Remember us and our spirit strong, oh, remember us. Here we go. Remember us, mm-mm-mm-mm. Remember us, mm-mm-mm-mm. Remember us, mm-mm-mm-mm. Oh, remember us. Oh, remember us. One more. Oh, remember us. Woo. Let's hear it for our young players. Way to go. You take that stage. Always be on the stage if you want to, because it's yours.
Our next
next speaker is a true champion, Twyla Baker Demaray. She is the president of Nuwata Hidatsa Saw Nation College in Newtown, North Dakota. She is a citizen of the Mandan, Hidatsa, and Arikara Nation, and Bush Foundation Native Nation Rebuilder. Please join me in welcoming Twyla Baker Demaray. Woo!
Hi, guys. We need some energy here, guys. Okay, I want to ask you guys, who's got their marching shoes on? Who? Are you ready for this? First of all, I want to say welcome to all you beautiful faces. I wish that a crowd this diverse was at one of the balls or something, you know. This is beautiful. This is beautiful. We're together. We're unified. We are on fire. We are on fire, and we're ready for the next 4 years. We have to be organized. We have to be deliberate. We have to stay together. We have to talk, but we also have to listen to each other. We have to be willing to hurt, because I know a lot of you are carrying that around with you right now. And I'm a crier, I'm sorry. This just happens naturally. I cry all the time. And I speak all the time. I don't know why people keep asking me to speak. But I'm so excited and I'm so happy to see this type of groundswell support happening. Many of us have been a part of the revolution for a long time. So I want to say, welcome to the revolution. Revolution runs in my veins. Resistance flows in my blood. 500 years of resistance. So Trump is small potatoes to me. An orange guy with small hands. Come on now. Come at me with something bigger. But that's okay. I want to remind everybody, I had my speech all prepared, but I think it's coming from Crater here right now. So I'm just going to go with it. I want to, first of all, thank the organizers for pulling this together. And I want to acknowledge them, because I know you guys were waiting for this, weren't you? You had that fire in your belly and you're ready to do something. So now we have to ignite that fire and we have to move together forward in a way that unifies all of us, that addresses all the needs, all of the hardships, all of the talents, all of the beauty that surrounds us, imbues us, that makes us who we are, that brought us here. We're excited and we're ready for it. And we live in a deep red state. That's a reality. But big things start small. Big things start small. We will bring more people to the movement, because this movement isn't just about women. It's about the people who love women. It's about our men. It's about our sons. It's about all of us. It's about all of us together. It's about human rights, because women's rights are human rights. LGBTQ rights are human rights. And these folks that work in this building, I'm sorry to say, but you guys need to hear this. Oh my Lord. Can we please get some women up in that building in the next few years? And I want to see your guys' faces at the rallies. I want to see us organizing, because it's kind of like basketball. And of course I'm going to use a basketball metaphor. I'm 6'4". Okay? The season doesn't start right when practice starts. It starts today. That man was inaugurated yesterday. We get organized today. We start the work now. And we continue that work. And it's going to be hard. And you're going to get your heart broken, I guarantee it. But the fact is that you were born in this time. So Creator must have seen that you had a strong spirit and you were ready for it. He said, you're going to be here at the front lines. You, You, all of you, were selected for this work, and we have to do this work together, as a people, as one. And I'm excited for it. I'm ready for it. Because I feel the love. I feel the hope. I feel the energy. And God help the man. God help the man who gets in front of a woman, who gets in front of a man who has hope, who has a dream, who has that energy, and who has that determination. Thank you very much for your time. Thank you very much. Stay strong, everybody. I love you. I love you very much.
Thank you, Twyla. Twyla was one of the people that, along my journey, encouraged my own leadership, and I'm grateful for her presence here and for all of the mentorship she gives to so many young men and women across the state. Now we bring to the stage Ruth Buffalo. Ruth is not only a humble leader, she is a tireless advocate for women and children. Most recently, you may recall seeing her name on the North Dakota ballot. Ruth was the Dem NPL endorsed candidate for North Dakota Insurance Commissioner, someone I was very proud to vote for. Please join me in welcoming Ruth.
Hello. Nido Shadzi Nakbaga O. Madashi Mia Adesh Heads. Mabe Sagids. Good afternoon. My name is Ruth Anna Buffalo. I carry my grandmother Ruth's Hidadza name, Mia Edesh. And I also wanted to acknowledge Marlo Hunt Bobrun. I'm just going to say a few quick words here, but we both ran together in a statewide race this past year in North Dakota. We came up short, but we learned a lot, and we're going to run again. And we're here to help other women who want to run. So if it's ever been a thought in your mind, come reach out to us, contact us. We want to get you going and help you. We want to be a resource for you. So I just got here from Fargo. I was able to speak at the march over there. And like Twyla mentioned, this is so powerful and amazing to be a part of this. And to have my daughter and her friends come to the event in Fargo and to hear everybody speak was something that I'm never going to forget. So I'm very thankful to be here in front of you today, and I want to echo what Twyla just said, that we need to work together. We can't be afraid to reach across the table and continue building upon the partnerships that you have already started, and to remember that without acknowledging Mother Earth and our water protectors, we don't have women's rights. So I'm going to turn it over to Marlo.
Good afternoon, and thank you for giving me a couple of minutes. I'm Marlo Hunt Bobrun, and I'm an enrolled member of Standing Rock. And I, like Ruth said, we ran together, and we came up short, but that doesn't mean we're quitting. So what I have to say is important, just as important as everybody else here, but to the lawmakers and supporters of North Dakota, to the folks creating and supporting these sexist, racist, inhumane bills and laws, I will not sit back and idly take it anymore. I come from a long line of strong women, and so do these women up here. We were not taught to sit down and take it. I will stand up, and we have been standing up, Ruth and I. We will take our rightful place, because that's what we do. I'm willing to write, co-author, and help with any bills that will stop these insane bills that are being passed right now. If you're not paying attention, please pay attention, because we were just testifying on behalf of one I'm sure you know. We will stand up for racial equality, gender equality, and we'll fight for the right to be treated like a human being, equal. Not just any human being, but a human being equal to every other human being in North Dakota. If it's not us, then who? If it's not now, then when? One of the quotes I want to share with you is from one of my favorite people who just stepped out of office with her husband the other day. She said, "No country can ever truly flourish if it stifles the potential of its women and deprives itself of the contributions of half of its citizens. Don't ever underestimate the importance you can have, because history has shown us that courage can be contagious and hope can take on a life of its own." Michelle Obama.
Thank you, Marlo. So again, together we rise and continue to band together, fight together for justice for all women, incarcerated women who are in jail right now, including Red Fawn. I want to again acknowledge our water protectors, and if we can give them a round of applause, please. Mazagadaz Nakbagao.
And thank you, Ruth and Marlo, for being with us today. To add to this powerful list of speakers that we have, I'd like to introduce Nicole Montclair Donaghy. Nicole is an enrolled member of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. She started her organizing career in college, advocating for students and for equal funding for tribal colleges. Currently, Nicole is a field organizer for Dakota Resource Council in Bismarck and works on oil and gas issues in the Bakken. Join me in welcoming Nicole.
Can you all hear me?
Yeah!
This is so amazing. Are we ready to march?
Yeah!
You'll have to forgive me. I'm a little bit more formal with my speeches, and I have a lot to say, so I have it all on paper. So I'm going to do my introduction in my language to all of you. Hamatakiapi, Nicole Montclair Machiapi, Lako Machaje Kampeshka Chikilawi, Kisto. Hello, my relatives. My name is Nicole Montclair Donaghy, and our grandfathers know me as Little Shell Woman. I'm an enrolled member of Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, and I thank you all for taking this time to listen to me for what I'm about to say, and I'm honored to be here with all of you. Like Kylie said, my day job is community organizing, but let's face it, that's my nighttime job too. The life of organizer never really ends. The work of the organizer never really ends. I organize communities in Western North Dakota that are overburdened by oil and gas extraction. Many would say that it's an uphill battle here in North Dakota. I witnessed the devastating effects of what happens when our government doesn't listen to its people, when corporate interests are valued much more than life, and when profit is more important than the future of our oncoming generations. But what I've also witnessed is what can happen when a committed group of people stand up and say, "Hey, listen to us. We matter." And I've also witnessed what happens when they won't stand for anything less than their voices to be heard. It's really, really empowering to see what organizing can do and what unity can do. It's nothing short of moving mountains, or in North Dakota's case, some really big hills. So as we have seen over this last year, remarkable things can happen when we stand together. We also have seen that unity can be easily threatened by those who choose division by way of pettiness and discrimination. And now, at this pivotal time in our history, it is important that we all stand united. Yeah! It is important that we all go forward together. Yeah! It is important to remember that we need each other to have each other's backs if we want equality and if we want justice for all. Yeah! It is even more important that we all standing together today fight for those who are voiceless. I'm so amazed by being able to be up here in front of you. All of you beautiful people from different backgrounds and diverse cultures. Women are the backbone of many nations. We nurture life. Many of us put others before ourselves. But even more so, we build and we rebuild nations. In these times, we need to realize that it is our obligation to come together to bring about an ideal world for our future. A world where we are not judged by our differences. But how do we do this? We do it by talking to each other and by embracing those differences. We do it by organizing. We do it by empowering each other. Building each other up and holding each other accountable for what we choose to leave behind for our future. It's even more important today that we hold true to the fact that all of us are equal, no matter what or who we are. And we must remember that we cannot have justice if there is any injustice anywhere. As of yesterday, this is scary to me as well, we're living in a world of uncertainty in adverse times. And for many of us, that mountain that we've been moving for a long time has become a little heavier. But now is our time to shine. Now is our time to bring together our communities. Now is our time to stand our ground. Like many leaders before us, we recognize that the time is always now to act. Now is our time to fight for every inch that we have gained and turn that into a mile. Equality for all people, no matter what race, gender, identification, religion, or nationality. I'm not coming here before you as a Native American woman only, but a human being. I'm also a human being who is living in a world that is rapidly losing its understanding of what it means to be human. So if anything that I've said today resonates with you, please let it be that we need each other. Greater foundations are built on love and trust. This is how we win. So can we do it? In the words of one of the greatest leaders of our time, yes, we can. Say it again. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you so much, Nicole. Your words are an inspiration to us all. Our next speaker is someone I have known for a long time. I am proud to introduce Amy Jacobson. Yeah! Amy has worked for the past 12 years as the North Dakota Manager of Advocacy and Development for Planned Parenthood. Amy has served for the past 8 years on the board of the North Dakota Women's Network. Please help me in welcoming Amy Jacobson.
Oh, thank you all. I think I'm wiping away frozen tears right now. I'm so excited to be here today and see so many of you here. And really what Twyla said earlier has really resonated with me, that we're all here right now because we're supposed to be here right now for this fight. And I'm looking forward to being in the fight with all of you. But as Tanisha said, I work for Planned Parenthood here in North Dakota. Across the country, millions of people come to Planned Parenthood for their care. They come to get birth control, they come to get cancer screenings, they get their STI testing and treatment. And yes, they do get safe, legal abortions as well. And they count on us for that quality care. We are their primary care providers in most cases. And every single day, our staff open their door and their hearts to all of the communities across the country. But now, there are some people in Washington, you may have heard about this, and they want to block patients from coming to us for care. I know. And the people who are going to be hurt most by this are folks who are really facing all kinds of challenges to getting care. It will be low-income individuals, people of color, people in rural communities. And healthcare is a human right. A human right. The mission of Planned Parenthood is to affirm the human right to reproductive health care and freedom. And we've been doing that for 100 years. This is our 100th anniversary. But, you know, to be honest, I'm not going to lie, this is really going to be the biggest fight that we've ever faced. And we've faced a lot of fights. And the next couple of months, actually a couple of weeks, are incredibly critical for you to all come together and to stand up for reproductive rights in North Dakota and across the country. Yeah. If Congress blocks access to Planned Parenthood, which is their plan and the bill exists, it will cause a national health care disaster. Right now, there are 1 in 5 women in this country are patients and turn to Planned Parenthood, and men and people of all genders as well. We're open and inclusive and welcoming to all communities. And I want you to know that this is not what the people want. People across the country support reproductive rights and access to safe legal abortion care. Poll after poll, including right here in North Dakota, I know we're a deeply red state, but we are a state that stopped Measure 1 in 2014, which was a personhood measure. Thank you all. And not just kind of stopped it, I mean, we smacked that down. That was like 2-1 voted against that bill. And when we did that, we also took out of this office many of the people who put that bill in front of us. So thank you for doing that. It has changed the tone. In 2015, we didn't see any abortion-related legislation, and knock on wood, but this is metal, they haven't, until Monday, to continue filing bills, but we haven't seen anything yet. Yes. So, we're going to need every single one of you standing with us. So, are you with us? Yeah. All right. So, the first thing you can do is you can go to istandwithpp.org and you can take your online action there. And that will get you plugged into this movement locally and across the country. Because they're going to try to shut us down, but we're going to rise up. Our doors are going to stay open. So. And I also want to add that I am overwhelmed to see all the people here today. I think it's great that we're all connecting. That looked fun. And I know there's been turnouts in our state and across the country. I also want you to know that there are ways that you can stay involved. The North Dakota Women's Network is a statewide advocacy organization based here in Bismarck. They're really easy to find. And they have an event called We Rise, Women Empowered. So exactly the message we've been hearing from all of our speakers today. When women rise, mountains move. And our event, that's right, We Rise will be March 12th and 13th. And it's a day at the Capitol, a lobby day for women. And it involves a training. And I would love for you all to visit werisend.org to register to be a part of that event too. Because the people in that Capitol, they're making the laws that impact your life right now, and they need to see your faces. And right now, they're making laws. There are some good ones. There's bills to protect the LGBT community. Ban discrimination based on sexual orientation. There are bills to fund sexual assault nurse examiners, so when someone's assaulted, they can have a forensics exam that's admissible in court. There are great things by legislators out here in this crowd that are doing, but there are also some really bad things happening up there. They're wanting to create laws that are going to criminalize activities like this, peaceful water protector activities, and we cannot let that happen. So please visit those websites, stay involved, and thank you for being here today.
So last song, I had to get the last song, and I was trying to figure out which one of mine, and I just wasn't feeling it. But then I got on social media, and somebody named Cheryl, wherever you are, said she'd been thinking about this one song called These Boots Were Made for Walking. And then I thought to myself in my jammies, that's the one. It's got to happen. So if you're wearing boots, and even if you're not, you can come on up here and show us what it looks like. Sing with me or dance if you want. Here we go.
You keep saying you've got something for me. Something you call love, but confess. You've been messing where you shouldn't have been messing. Now someone else is getting all your best. You know this part. These boots were made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you. And here we go.
This one is for, well, you'll figure it out. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing. You keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a changing. What's right is right, and you ain't been right yet. Woo! These boots are made for walking. That's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you. By the way, this song came out in 1966, which was a really good year. That's the year I was born. Okay, last verse. Here we go. You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing. And you keep thinking that you'll never get burnt. Ha! I just got me a brand new box of matches, yeah. And what do you know? You ain't had time to learn. Let's do it now. These boots are made for walking. And that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, boots? Let's get walking!
You are the perfect addition to our crowd today.
You are.
And thank you, Amy, as well, for being here. Before I introduce our next speaker, I want to introduce someone in the crowd, and I haven't been able to spot her because she's wearing a pink hat. She's the only one that I've seen, and if there are others, I hope you'll wave your hand. State Representative Kathy Hogan is in the crowd with us today. Kathy is from District 21 in Fargo, and she stands up in that building every single day for all of us. Thank you, Kathy. Our final speaker this afternoon is Melissa Merrick Brady. Melissa has worked in the field of domestic violence and sexual assault for over 6 years, and in that time was active in her community, participating in efforts to provide safe environments for children and families. As a survivor, Melissa knows the importance of compassionate and comprehensive victim services. Her personal healing journey brought her to the advocacy movement, where she speaks for those that cannot speak for themselves. Please join me in welcoming Melissa.
Hello, friends and relatives. My name is Sacred Morning Woman, or Melissa Merrick Brady. I am an enrolled member of the Spirit Lake Nation. Woohoo, St. Michael! And I also, my dad is from Mandaree, so I'm also Mandan Hidatsa Narikara. And I want to say thank you to all the organizers of this awesome event. Thank you for being a part of history, for being a part of a revolution, for not taking what they are trying to do, for standing up, for wanting that change, for protecting your sisters, your family, your everybody. I really appreciate that, and I'm very, very humbled and very honored to have been asked to speak at this event. I am somewhat a speaker of uncomfortable truths. I tend to say the things that everyone's thinking but don't really like to say. And usually when leaders see me, they're like, oh God, here she comes. I am that person. Yes. And ever since I was a little girl, I've always kind of been a speaker of truth. I'd see something and that it was wrong, I was going to talk about it. I was going to let people know that that was wrong. So growing up, I was like this ultra feminist. Yes. And I was going to do everything for women. And then I had all boys. So I was the only female in a house full of males. which was pretty humbling. And so I thought, okay, I can't hate men. I can't, like, be against men. So I have to raise these men, empower them to understand, to respect women. It was up to me to show them how to be good men. It was up to me to show them how to be a good woman, how to be a good mom, how to be a good sister, how to be a good relative. As I was doing that, and I was growing up, I had all of these challenges, and being a survivor of a domestic violence relationship and having all sons, I knew I had to make a change because I wanted my sons to respect me for respecting myself. I wanted my sons to know that they can't treat women like that. That a woman has her own mind. That a woman has the right to choose what we do with our bodies, with our minds. I wanted my sons to not be afraid of strong women, to not be intimidated by strong women, but to support us, to help us, to stand beside us, to hold our hands, to hold us up when times get a little bit rough, when it gets a little bit hard, when something doesn't go our way, that they're there to pick us up, there to stand beside us, not against us, but to support us in our effort for equality. Because these are basic human rights. My gosh, we are all human beings. We are the same. Creator values us equally, and we need to treat each other like that. This political season, I kind of took a break and kind of stepped back, had some things going on, and it was really disheartening the day after the elections. And I remember I had my little mini meltdown. I was in my bed. I did not want to get up. I did not want to adult. And my husband was like, come on, you gotta go to work. I was like, no. I'm just leave me alone. Let me have my moment. Let me regroup. And let me, you know, get with it again. So I didn't go to work. Just in the morning, though. I just in the morning, and I had my little moment, and I was laying there like, oh my God, what is wrong? Like, how can all these people vote for somebody who is trying to take all of these rights that our ancestors fought so hard and so long to get? All of their struggles should not be in vain. All of their fights, whether they were marching, whether they spoke up when maybe they shouldn't have, we cannot allow that to be in vain. We have to honor their struggle. We have to honor their fight, and we have to respect that and build it, because we won't stop until we are all equal. And we should be. We are equal in that building. Equal in Washington, D.C. Equal on the streets of the cities that we live in. And before closing, I know I'm supposed to be high energy, but I just want to say, all of us, you know, when it just comes to our everyday life, be good to each other. Because we never know what somebody is going through. We never know what personal journey they are on. We never know the struggle that they might have at home at night. Maybe they have a family member that's sick. Maybe something's going on. And so be good to each other, because you might just be that difference. You might give them hope where there's none. And so be good relatives. Be good to each other every day, even though I know sometimes it's hard. Oh, Lord. It is hard. At that time, when I see injustice, when I see it happening, I'm always like, oh, baby Jesus, cover my mouth. Because I want to say something. But I also remember that not only do we have to speak up, but we have to be effective. We cannot just get angry and mad and holler and whatever, but we have to be, like these ladies said, organized. We have to be effective. We have to band together, and we have to take the time and have the patience to educate those who don't understand. I know it's challenging. We have to have those uncomfortable conversations. We have to be at the table, even when we weren't invited. Be there. Sometimes it's on purpose that you're not invited. But Creator always gives us a way to be there and be present and at the table. Be a part of those conversations. Do not let people talk for you and tell you what you need and what rights you have and what rights you don't have. Because I'm sorry, I know what's best for me. And I know you know what's best for you. You know what's best for your family. So if somebody's going to come in and try to tell you what's best for your child, what's best for your sister, what's best for your mom, I hope that you stand up and say, no, I know what's best. And I hope that you take action to show what's best, to protect those rights of all of our sisters, whether they are immigrants, whether they are LGBTQ, whether they are whoever they are, our neighbors. Protect everybody. Stand together. We are all equal. Strong hearts to the front. And before I forget, Maniwi Choni, water is life.
I wanted to share as well a quote that we heard from one of the speakers at the DC march today, who shared that she heard from her sisters in Berlin that walls don't work. Instead of building walls, we know that it's time for all of us to come together and build bridges. And there is, I don't know where this man went, but he just came up to me and said, the best thing I'm seeing here today is that everybody's being nice to one another. And that's what Melissa was sharing as well. Now more than ever, the world needs more love and kindness, and we need to be treating each other well. And as we build those bridges, know that the first bridge that we need to build is into that building so the people in that hall will listen to all of you. Yeah! And in closing, I'd like to share the words from the founders of the Women's March on Washington. As witnessed by the recent election, there has been a profound deepening of the divisions in our country. Etched in history, these divisions cleave us from one another across the lines of racial, ethnic, religious, and sexual identity. We seek to address these divisions and stand together in the face of injustice. Together, we will raise our voices in the service of all people. Today, all of you, together, we did just that. And together, we will continue to fight. I would like to take a moment to thank the planning committee, Caitlin McDonald, Ruth Buffalo, Amy Jacobson, Emily Yanish, Becky Ronkowski, Renee Strummy, and Tanya Engelhart. Give them all a round of applause.
We would also like to thank the North Dakota Women's Network and Planned Parenthood for their support. Right now, both organizations, along with the Pride Collective, Dakota Outright, and others, are working with legislators and individuals to ban discrimination based on sexual orientation in House Bill 1386. We need your voice. Make sure to find all the volunteers circulating today, add your name, and pledge to stand up for all North Dakotans. Thank you all for coming. This really means a lot to everyone.
Woohoo! Good job, ladies. Yeah, I'm feeling inspired. Are you feeling inspired?
Yeah.
We're going to march down to the boulevard, and then we're going to wave our signs at the passing traffic, see how many honks we can get. So we're going to make sure our boots are ready for marching. I love that song so much, I asked Chris to play it again. So onwards, ladies and gents, let's do this.
These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk along with you.
We stand united, we will not be divided. We stand united, we will not be divided. We stand united, we will not be divided.
We stand united.
We will not be divided. We stand united. We will not be.
Native American women speakers at the Women's March event in Bismarck were Glenda Embry, Twyla Baker-Demery, and Ruth Buffalo, all of the MHA Nation, Marlo Hunt Beaubron and Nicole Montclair Donaghy from Standing Rock, and Melissa Merrick Brady from the Miniwakan Oyate, the Spirit Lake Nation. In the audience on January 21, 2017, were women, men, and children experiencing the First Amendment freedoms they enjoy, the right to assemble peacefully, and freedom of speech. This program was produced by United Tribes Technical College, Office of Public Information. Dennis Newman, Director. Alicia Heglin-Thorpe, Producer. This series is designed not only to strengthen our communities, but to give insight and understanding of a tribal culture and a Native people. For more information, visit our website, uttc.edu.